for English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to episode 33 of the Press 2 podcast. Guess what, everyone? The time has come for us to welcome back Bruce. Bruce is back. He's back.
I am back up in this 2.5 bedroom, 1 bathroom rental unit in Chicago. I'm back. And what a crazy 2 weeks has been since I left. But I feel like, you know, whenever like the Queens leave and then they come back for All Stars and they have to say like a tagline, like I just feel like rejuvenized, galvanized, and in some counties pasteurized, maybe.
Oh my god. What about moisturized?
Well, yeah, that too, but you know, moisture. Quick ride. I just wanted to say thanks to Angelica and Martha for filling in, although they were not that big of shoes to fill. Since I only wear a size 9, 9.5 in Yeezys, they did an amazing job. So thanks so much for, you know, filling in. We all need filler quins, right?
My God. I don't even know what to say.
Just welcome me back, bitch.
I did. I gave you a whole thing.
I know.
I even used the applause button. I know.
And just to clear the air, I was not on vacation. I was also not
He was in Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez. No, I wish, you know, I wish that TMC would have had the audacity, or as Taze would say, the cheek, the nerve, the gall, the audacity, and the gumption of saying that I was at least at some, like, rehab facility facilitating Connie and Kim's divorce or influencing it. But no, they didn't say anything. And since everybody's been asking you, I know nobody's asked. I was just taking care of some family business. And so.
Well, look at that. You're back.
I know.
We had no drag race back, to talk about. So. We had no drag race topics. We wanted to respect you and leave them for you. So you have 2 weeks worth of drag race to talk about today. Just joking.
I'm not going to torture anybody who listens. So,
but let's go, I guess, into our 33rd episode and start our pop topics. Pop topics. I didn't sing this week. My voice.
No, you were supposed itself. To. I was expecting you to like.
Yeah, I didn't do it this week. My voice has just not been there. I've been trying to save it for Coachella next year. So, like, we're good. In the news today, we have, everybody already knows this. Tiger Woods has been in the news because he had a bad rollover accident this past week as he was, like, on his way to go play golf with some friends. But the real MVP and this whole thing is the Genesis G480 SUV, which is probably going to get an award for saving his life. I mean, this new SUV it was the car that he was driving. It wasn't his car. It was like a sponsor car. So he had like some type of sponsorship with Genesis. And the G480 is actually a beautiful car. I just hate that. I just don't know too much about the Genesis brand, so I'm just kind of, and it's a $48,000 car.
So whenever I saw this news pop up, I was trying, because you know the car almost got destroyed, and like you wouldn't be able to tell what brand it was, and I was like, what kind? I was like, is that a Bentley?
Is it that looks a kind of like, on that style know, though? The way they built it, it looks like a really expensive car. It is $50,000, but it looks like something that costs more like $100,000. But I would like to see one in the inside, because sometimes they look good on the outside, but then when you get inside, some of those materials are cheaper, and then you can like tell the difference when you get inside of them. But it's a nice looking car and it saved its life. They think there was this airbag. So this car has this new center airbag that's like right in the middle of. So you have the two airbags on the, you know, the passenger and the driver. But then there's also one directly in the center. So they what happened was when he was in this rollover accident, he was basically in an airbag cocoon where he had the side and back airbags, the curtain airbags on both sides. So he was like basically sitting in between all the airbags, like, you know, like around him. And they think that's what kind of helped save his life. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure everybody's going to go get a Genesis G4.
If anything, Genesis like, could use this as a...
He'll probably be in another in an ad or something.
Genesis could use this as a sort of like an ad to said to say, you know, we saved his life. And it could be like it's one of the most reliable and safest cars ever. So
that's crazy though. So did you hear about Lady Gaga? Of course you did, but did you hear about Lady Gaga?
About her dogs and the walker that got shot.
Yeah. And the story just kind of went fast because, I mean, they were lost. She offered $500,000 for the return. And then someone returned them. So late yesterday, a lady found the dogs and returned them to the LAPD. They said that they, after questioning the lady, they don't think she had any involvement or know who the people are that actually stole the dogs. But Entertainment Weekly didn't know exactly how she got the dogs.
Right.
But a rep for Gaga had to confirm the dog's identity. So they're now safe while Lady Gaga is currently in Rome, Italy, filming a movie when all this is happening. So I'm glad she got her dogs back. I hope that lucky lady. Oh, I wish I had found those dogs.
Well, I mean, it kind of sucks because the walker got shot. And so yeah,
he's fine.
No, but still, can you imagine, like, and it happened in Hollywood, right?
Someone said that they would never, they said they wouldn't have lost their life over somebody else's dog.
Yeah, I mean, like
it's not even your dog.
It's not even your dog, but I mean, yeah, glad that they're back. It's just kind of like, it's so crazy to me how, you know, like, you know, people go missing and... It just takes like less than 24 hours for those dogs to be found, right? And so, but anyway,
Eddie Murphy also. So I don't. You remember the show, the Chappelle Show?
Yes.
Did you see all of them or most of them?
I watched most of them. Yeah.
So you know the whole thing with the Charlie Murphy with Prince and the shirts versus blouses.
I remember. Yes, I remember.
With the pancakes.
Yeah.
So Eddie Murphy was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon this week, and they talked about that. And this all happened in season two. So for those of you listening, season two, Chappelle's Show, there's this famous skit from his show about a time back in 1985 when they all went out to the club. It was Charlie, Eddie, some more people, and Prince. And they ended up at Prince's house after. And they had a game of basketball and pancakes. And so Prince came up and said that they were going to do shirt. No, not Prince. I think someone else said they were going to do shirts. I think it was actually Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother. Late brother. He died in 2017. But he was the one that said that they're going to do shirts versus blouses, which was making fun of Prince.
Yeah.
Prince whooped their ass in the game, apparently. And Eddie Murphy is confirming that it is absolutely accurate. That entire skit, he said, was accurate. He said, this is totally and absolutely accurate, he told Fallon. And he said that his brother was the one that said, okay, it's going to be shirts versus blouses. And the blouses won. They beat the shit out of us. We had one dude on our squad, Larry, who could play, and he didn't have no shoes. So Prince gave him some sneakers, and Prince wore like two or three sizes smaller than Larry. But Larry was so excited to have Prince's sneakers on. He put those tiny sneakers on his feet and he couldn't do his game right. So we lost. The dude who could play Prince's shoes had him shut down.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's just funny that he was like, never knew if it was true. He told that story, but you know how they do things for comedic effect.
Right. Yeah.
But apparently that all happened. And it was the pancakes, all of it was true. And
yeah. Pancakes sound good, really good right now. So
I had some this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I made they came out. I made them like really thin, though, so I wouldn't feel bad for eating three. So they were like really thin. So they were probably portions, like one and a
portion
half.
Portion control.
But yeah, they were cute. And they were not that anybody cares, but they were Whataburger brand pancake mix, like the pancake mix. They
just, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to add two things to the pop topics. One was yesterday, alleged James Charles, whatever, was trending on Twitter. A 16-year-old allegedly is making accusations, and this information is alleged, that James Charles was grooming him. And so James Charles grooming was trending, which is kind of funny, you know, since he's quote unquote a beauty icon or whatever, to some. I don't. And so this is not the first time that James Charles has been in the same seat either. And so I personally don't care for him. However, there is a history of people saying that he's been abusing his, you know, influential status or whatever. I don't know what it might be, to kind of coerce younger people. And also, he hasn't been following COVID protocols and he's been partying and stuff. But you know, you're 21, your cerebral frontal decision-making cortex has not developed yet. It's not an excuse. He's still immature, and it's unfortunate that he has this amount of power. And although this information is alleged, I'm just going to be interested in how it plays out, since it's not the first time it's been brought up. So yeah. And the other one is the Mr., or I guess now the Potato Head, because they decided to go genderless or gender neutral. It's a fucking toy. Toys don't have genders. The funniest part of this is the people that are making the biggest deal out of it are saying there's two genders, trust the science, are the same people who refuse to wear masks. And, you know, they... Yeah, so that's just crazy. So there's this huge thing going on Twitter about it and social media, and people are like, I'm not going to buy anymore. Potato Head, Mr. Potato Heads, blah, blah, whatever. What about Mrs. Potato Head? And I'm like, we're at this point in this.
Well, if they name it Potato Head, that means it can be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. But
the thing about it is, like, you know, putting gender on toys is just like putting gender on, like, things that are genderless, you know? And so it's just like, well, gender is kind of a misconstruct anyway. So it's, but that's a whole other topic. But anyway, yeah, people are losing their minds. And I'm just like, listen, most of the people that are arguing about it have never had a Potato Head because A, they can't afford it. Two,
first of all, Mr. Potato Head is like from the 80s. What the fuck exactly are we arguing? Why is this toy
exactly
back? Oh my God. That thing was out when I was little. So that was in the 90s and late 80s. Yeah. So
and it's just like, it's a fucking toy. Get over it. Like, but anyway, so that was my two topics. And we're at the part in, you know, this time period where that's a topic. So whatever. moving on to the Drag Race report. Drag Race.
Wow. Ooh, girl.
That's the low budget sound effect. That now. Yeah.
You gotta get a drag car, like a drag sound.
Yes.
Of an actual car.
But. Of an action. You know, like whenever I started telling, especially straight guys, like, oh, I watched Drag Race, and they're like, oh, like NASCAR. I'm like, no, honey. But you know, it sounds like it, so I guess benefit of the doubt. There was not any Drag Race yesterday, season 13 US version. However, Thursday there was. I am so into Drag Race UK season 2.
I promise I'm gonna try to start it today.
Oh my God, this cast, it is so damn good. And like this, there's like really no forced storyline, so it feels like the older seasons of the US Drag Race. So they're not forcing, you know, that problematic shit going on. So it's about the competition. It's not about, you know, whatever they're doing with the US. The US right now is good. It's just, there's just a lot of things that are not genuine, I guess. But I guess, you know, it has reached the point to where it's so overproduced that you kind of have to follow or have a storyline or please everybody, be like, oh, I connect with this problematic person. I connect with this quirky person. I connect with this, like, you know,
you think whatever. A lot of the reactions that they, or whatever, all the drama is like kind of overdone.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they yesterday was a COVID special, and the UK also had a COVID special. You can watch it on the Watt Plus Presents app and for the UK season two. It was interesting just to see, like, Drag Race was actually one of the only productions that was going on during COVID. And I thought that was interesting. They mentioned it yesterday. Also just give a perspective of how, you know, as entertainers, all of this drag queens, because that's how their income comes. Like, mainly, most of them, you know, they make that. Some do work like part-time jobs and stuff, but most of them were worried because it's like, you know, gigs were getting canceled. Like, how am I going to get paid? How am I going to survive? So they had to kind of become more creative, and it kind of dives into that a little bit. So it was a pretty well done document. At this point, honestly, I feel like this season, like season 13, is lasting longer than the pandemic. Like, it's what, episode like 10, and only is four it? People have gone home.
Is it yes. 10 already?
I think so, or something.
It hasn't been 10 weeks, has it?
At this point, I have no idea, but when did people
it
were
start?
Saying
it started in January, right?
Yeah, it started January 1st. We're in we're like almost in March.
March 1st will be.
So it's been going for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And only four people have gone home. Well, they had so many, though. Didn't they have like more than normal?
By this point, like on season 8, where Bob was in, they already were on top four.
Yeah, but didn't they have like a lot more people? Or did it just seem
they
like
didn't
that
have
because
a
they
lot
split?
More people, but they had more episodes because they lasted longer. So they didn't send anybody for the first two episodes. They sent somebody home the third episode. Huh?
Then they didn't send anybody home the last episode.
Right. And so the last one was a double Shantae or whatever, and which I disagree with. but yeah, but you know, I mean, it's a good season. It's just UK season two. You have to watch it, darling, because it's just great. And I just kind of want to talk with a British accent now.
You should whenever you talk about that one, you should just do it all in a British accent.
I know. I'm trying to work on my accent. It sounds good, ain't it? Right?
I think so, because I didn't understand what you just said.
I mean, no shade, but I do have to have the subtitles. I'm like, okay, like this is, I can't understand.
And it's they have just so many different dialects.
So there's like Welsh queens, like there's queens from like different parts of England, and they talk with differently. And so it was interesting also to see how the parts of some of these queens come from England, like they don't think very highly of them. So it's kind of like Long Island or the South or that kind of stuff. And so that was kind of interesting to see, and just kind of seeing the different, like their art is so different than the US queens, because they actually they do live performance, and so most of them sing, most of them act, so it's like, even though they might not be polished, but they're really polished on the things that they need to. So like their artistry and their craft kind of like elevates in the show, and this season has been, you can see that through the season, which is nice. And so it's a little bit refreshing, but I just, yes, darling, catch it on VH1 Plus Presents.
VH1 Plus? You mean WoW Plus?
WoW Plus. I read a meme that said LGBTQ Plus is like, y'all got a streaming network now too. It's like, yes, bitch, we do.
Plus on it.
It's Paramount.
Everybody is plus now. Like, yeah. Like all of, they just put plus. Means we want more money. Oh my god. Speaking of all these like things that you just brought up, Paramount, mm-hmm. This takes us into the reality report. I don't have any sounds for that. Paramount Plus released the first trailer of The Real World New York, and they got the original cast. We had talked about this where they brought the original cast back in, and It is going to air Thursday. This coming Thursday, March 4th. So they're
wrapped. Oh, wait, no. She wasn't there.
No, this
sorry.
Is The Real World.
Oh, so The Real like, World. I was thinking of Housewives for some reason.
Yeah, The
sorry.
Real World. Yeah. The Real World New York. Yeah. So they played the trailer's cute because they played like clips of them walking into the house for the first time back in 1992. And they're in the same exact house that they were in now. And they're, what, 50? 30 years, 29 years later. And so it's kind of cool to see that. And I think they're arguing about some of the same stuff. So, you know, like the same stuff is
happening. Like high school all over again. You go to that high school reunion, it's like, are you still mad at so and so? It's like, yes.
Yeah. And then they showed this clip of one lady that I guess I forgot her name, but in 1992, she was like saying something about quit making everything about black and white, because they had some race issues on the first season of that show. And then they show cut to her now with the same person that she was talking to, the same black guy that she was talking to. And then she gets ready to say something and she goes, this is going to sound racist, but, and then he was like, but then don't say it. Don't say it. Like they cut that clip. Like it was just like, it's so it seems like they're the same people basically. But yeah, that's on Paramount Plus. I don't know if I'm going to watch it because I just refuse to pay for another streaming program. I mean, it's ridiculous at this point.
So I have multiple streaming services that I pay for, and I was adding it up the other day and I was like, it's basically like paying for cable
again.
Yeah.
Like that's what I was just talking about last night, because I was like, if I pay for another one, I'm basically paying two cable bills. I'm already paying DirecTV. So and then now
I don't have cable though. I have like
zero
cable.
But see, I do. So this is why I have a big problem with paying for 13 different streaming services. There's Hulu, Netflix, and Hulu is all there should be. This damn Discovery Plus. I'm just gonna go on a rant. This Discovery Plus airing these nice episodes of 90 Day Fiance that we can't even see now because they want it's still drama. They're continuing. They have a new one called 90 Day Fiance: The Single Life.
Oh, I saw the preview for that. Yeah, that seems so stupid.
And I
want to
watch it, but I want to see what's going on with Danielle, and I cannot see what's
she's
going on
still
with Danielle.
Not washing her hair, bitch. Like she still looks like she smells like mildew and regrets and you know bad choices. So.
And she's still like running after what is his name? He's like a truck driver now.
Hassan? No,
that's the other guy. It's so many.
Yamir? No, no. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he was kind of weird looking.
Yeah. He has called her Daniel. Daniel. Okay. Oh my God. Anyways, yeah. So I refuse, but maybe like I'll go on Facebook and ask for anybody to have a Paramount Plus password.
Like it's my birthday. Cash at me or send me your Paramount Plus passwords.
So I can see what this real world is going to be about.
Right.
Also, disappointing in the same sense is that so the Housewives, Real Housewives, a lot has been going on this week. First we'll just start off with Brandi Redman from the Real Housewives of Dallas. Brandi Redman was the lady I think I talked about a few weeks ago when Dallas was first coming back, that she had to deal with some racial stuff because she had made a video with like making her eyes squinted and then putting on a fake Asian accent and then getting backlash after the last person that they got rid of for being racist towards Mexican Americans. They got rid of her. She retaliated by releasing this video of Brandi. Well, her friend or assistant allegedly released it or something. Or the guy that planned her wedding, somebody that she knows allegedly released this video.
Basically, somebody who she wronged. So.
They released this video for her. I forgot her name. Leanne had somebody release this video of Brandi doing this thing after it had died down. Cause Leanne, I think, was more like, if you guys are going to call me racist, this is racist. So she put that. And at the beginning of like 2020, Brandi had this big meltdown where I think she went to, a rehabilitation. Like, I think she couldn't deal with like the struggle of like the fame and then this backlash that she got. And I don't know. The thing is, I think it all got too much for her because she is leaving the Real Housewives now. She announced it in a Instagram post this week. She left this big Instagram post about how like the last several years have been like great. But she needs to focus on her and her family and be happy. I think she's also about to have another baby too. And other housewives commented on it, kind of confirming that she might be leaving, saying that it was nice seeing your beautiful family on TV. I think Stephanie Hallman, who's her like her best friend forever, they actually have a podcast together that I was like one of the first podcasts I even listened to. she wished her well and was like, you know, so I think Brandy's leaving. And for those of you that watch any type, any of the Housewives, I think Dallas right now is going through a rebirth period. All the Housewives have gone through this where they start out and it, usually by the fourth or fifth year in, they start changing the original Housewives and they start bringing in new women. And the show dynamics change so much. And this happened on every one of them. Except Potomac, I haven't really noticed anything there. But I think Dallas is in that moment now because everybody loves Tiffany Moon. A lot of people don't like her either, but she's a different vibe to the show. And now that Brandy is leaving, one of the ones from the very beginning, and she's not on there, it just makes me wonder how long Stephanie's going to stay. And, you know, it's just a whole thing. But what I really like about this Housewives news this week is that I've been saying for years that I think that they should do, like, they should get all of the cast. Because I've seen every Housewives franchise except Miami. So I all these women, I said they should, like, pick. I was thinking, like, we should pick my favorites. And if I could put them all on one show, like, I would like to take, like an All-Stars with, like, Drag Race. But I would like to get all these women. And Bravo actually announced a year ago that there would be some type of a mashup. And it's finally coming to life. The problem is it's on the fucking Peacock and it's not going to be on Bravo. It's going to be on a Peacock. So I got to pay for Peacock app or whatever the fuck that is from NBC, I guess. And that's where they're going to put this thing. They're about to start filming. So they said it's going to be filmed. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Summer House. This comes on Bravo.
I heard about it though, but no.
They're going to film it the same way. Summer House is basically a reality show about these group of friends in New York. And every summer they rent a big mansion in the Hamptons all together and they party on the weekends. And then they got this, they go back. It's kind of like Fire Island was on Yologo. Remember how they would all go to Fire Island on the weekends and they would come back.
I said they still do. Well, not on COVID, but well, some of them still do because, you know, it's Florida. So whatever.
No, Fire Island.
Oh, New York. Sorry. I'm thinking of Key West. Oh my God. I'm just so like sorry. Hating on Florida. Yes.
So they're going to have cast members old and new. So while there are no official words on which cast members are going to appear, there's some online report that is suggesting that the season would have Teresa Giudice, Melissa Gorga, which they are sister-in-law and sister, Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna from Beverly Hills, Cynthia Bailey from Atlanta, Kenya Moore from Atlanta, which is going to be good because she is shady as fuck, Ramona Singer from New York, and Sonia Morgan from New York. Now, I don't know if this list is the most accurate, but this is what I'm getting right now. But it's going to be on Peacock. So, yeah, that sucks, but it's going to be there and it's going to be filmed. They're basically going to go on a 6-week vacation. So you're going to film them for 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And send them to out somewhere on a vacation. They're going to probably be in a house together, similar to the Summer House, and just see what happens. When it's going to be really neat because they're taking two from a franchise. So they got two from Jersey, two from New York, two from Atlanta. Two from Beverly Hills.
It's basically like All-Stars at this point. Like,
yeah, but they're not gonna come in back a competition, lips, though. You know what I mean? No,
it's basically going to be the same thing. Like, they're going to come back. Their lips are going to be extra plumped. Well, they're going to have better teeth.
I think they've been on so long. Yeah, but I'm saying
like more because, you know, like on All-Stars that happens when the drag queens come back. It's like, oh, they had lips. That's because
they moneyed up.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, nice. They got teeth. Like,
I'm curious as to how this one's going to go, though. But yeah, it should be fun.
Well, good for them. You know, like, I'm sure it'll be fun and a bunch of people are going to watch it.
I just got to figure out how to get a free trial of Peacock now.
I think you get a month free or something.
Well, see, that's someone told me it was only a week because I thought it was a month and they said no, it was 7 days or something. So I don't know, but I need more than 7 days unless I just binge the whole thing. Maybe they'll release it all at once and that way I can just like watch it in the 7 day period. Or they'll do like a month.
You can
for,
binge.
Like,
yeah, you can binge people. Watch it like once after it airs. So
yeah, and then just take that week and be like, bam.
So I'm on vacation. I'm going on vacation to a summer house. You're actually watching the show.
I want to start watching Summer House actually.
Oh,
because there's this lady on there that I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyways, Coming to America is coming out this week. It's coming out on Amazon Prime Video. So if you have the Prime app and a membership, you can catch it Friday streaming Coming to America, the sequel to Coming to America.
Coming to. I was going to ask.
They put a two in it. So this one says Coming to with the number two.
Would it have been like a good twist? It would have been like Leaving America. Because at this point,
I can't even read. I don't know. But I'm kind of excited because it seems like it's going to be really good. And Garcelle from Beverly Hills, you know, she's playing in it. But Garcelle, I can never say her name, Bouvet or... You know, she played in the Jamie Foxx show. You know, she's on Beverly Hills Housewives now. But, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Bouvet or something. Garcelle
Bouvet
or something like that. It's really fancy last name. And so she's going to be in it. And Eddie Murphy's real daughter, one of his real daughters, is going to play his daughter of his character in the movie.
That's going to be weird in a way, don't you think?
Well, she said it wasn't. They interviewed both of them on Good Morning America.
Good Money America.
And she said that he made her audition, though. Like, he made her go through because she says she didn't want to. And she wanted to because they didn't want her to be on there because they
want to think it was nepotism.
Well, she has a big cast of actors, too. And she didn't want to. She says she didn't want to feel like she was holding the other good actors back because she doesn't act. And so she says she wanted to prove. So she went through the same casting as everybody else because she wanted to prove. And he said if she didn't hit the mark, she wasn't going to be in the movie. That's what Eddie said.
Will Smith did the same with this kids because, you know, he acted a couple of movies or it was just one, right? With Aiden Smith, I think, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, that was his son, right?
Yeah, that was his real son. So it's like, did you make him audition to Will Smith
at that age, bro? Because Eddie Murphy's kids are kind of grown, though. But I'm saying he was so young.
Bitch, there is no age limit for entertainment, okay?
No, I'm saying the auditioning. I'm saying he was so young, he probably didn't even go through an audition. He probably just put him on there. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm just saying, Eddie Murphy's daughter is old. So hers, I can understand being auditioned. But, if I had a 5-year-old and I wanted him to play my son, I would say put his ass in there.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, he's got to participate like the rest of everyone. So
I would make him audition, though.
Place.
I mean, I guess as a parent, too, you would know whether or not your child has the capabilities of doing something like that, too.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe I don't know. But that's just this. I don't even know why this. What are we talking about this for?
We are talking about children.
We ran off on a tangent.
Yeah, we're all talking about actor children or children actors.
Children in the workplace.
Children in the workplace that start acting at age 2 months.
This is our new parents. Segment. Children in the workplace. We talk about child actors that need to just disappear.
Oh my God. That would be kind of cool, actually. Where are they at now? But yeah, we're talking about this children in the workplace that either got their roles because their parents are rich and famous or they actually had to earn it. But
Eddie Murphy's daughter is, from what we've been told, had to earn her spot in the movie.
And I digress from that. So.
Anything that you want to mention? Did you have anything? You've been gone a couple of weeks. I'm sure
I have been gone. I know you guys basically turned into a third world country while I was gone.
A third world country. Oh, yes. You talk about Texas with the ice. Joe Biden was in town yesterday touring storm damage.
I saw that. You told me about it.
Yeah. He went to NRG, which is the stadium, football stadium. And he did some type of a COVID outreach. He gave some type of, I don't know what they were talking about. But yeah, he was here in town because of it. So, yeah, it was cool.
I mean, at least he went and stuff. So,
yeah. And then it was funny because our governor was all up in his face smiling and shit.
Oh, God.
I would like to tell you what my mom said, but I'm not on here because it was really bad. She's talked about him is the way she described him, but I'm not going to say
your mom and everybody else that's not even living in Texas has been talking about here. Him.
Because it was so funny when I was like, oh my God. But yeah, I guess that you had nothing else.
No, I mean, it's just been crazy 2 weeks. I'm glad to be back. And let's just see what, you know what? It's nice to have a boring, like, government, like, not being in the news all the time. Like, I was just thinking about this yesterday, how I was like, wow, we really haven't heard much from the government.
like, other there's than not like a lot of like, yeah, drama, you know, going on around the White House.
Yeah. And yeah. So, I mean, we've heard about things that, you know,
that you normally would hear about,
normal things that you would hear. And you're like, wow, this is how it actually feels. And I am so glad.
It's been so long. It's been,
you know, we're just like constant shit.
It was stupid news for like 4 years. It was like the stupidest news.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think another term that I actually had never heard how it's said, it's going to sound so stupid, but I was watching UK Drag Race season 2. And one of the queens said Ciao Bella. And I was like, wow, is that how you say it? Because I had actually never heard it said. And that's a French word, right?
Italian. Ciao.
Italian. Ciao. Oh.
But it's mainly in Italy. It's Ciao Bella is like Italian. Yeah. But well, Ciao is used in other languages, though. A lot of people, like there's other, I think there's other languages that use Ciao too. Yeah. But yeah, Italian is like the main one that you, like if you were to, Ciao Bella is very Italian.
Yeah, but he said, and the way he said it, it was like girl bye. So I was like, wouldn't it be cool if
he used it like
wouldn't
that?
Wouldn't it be cool if it, like we started like making a trend of like Ciao Bella, like Ciao instead Bella. Of girl.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound like, it sounds weird. Ciao Bella. He said girl bye. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Is that on season 2?
Well, that's how he said it, but that's how I took it. So
no, but
like,
I mean,
oh.
Is that on season 2?
Yeah, that is on season 2.
Okay.
And once again, the cast is just amazing. Give it some time, like 15 minutes, and then you'll be sold on it.
Oh, Lord, I got to get 15 minutes in before I'm in it. So you're telling me I might want to turn it off in the first 15 minutes?
You've been watching just stick this it long through? As season 13, so whatever.
Is it worse than season 13?
No.
Or better, it's like I mean is season 13 like bad compared to this?
Season 13 is like season 7 compared to this.
What is season 7? I can't remember.
Season 7 was Violet Chachki.
Oh, okay. That was my first season live watching it.
Actually,
live.
Season 7 has some of the most successful drag queens out of the whole franchise that they've Violet. Done successful, even though they haven't won. So, but yeah, I think that's it. Once again, glad to be back. And I think I already said it. Thanks to Angelica and Martha for filling in for me. So,
where can they find us on social media then?
Yeah, they can find us on social media. We are on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Did I already say that? Oh, Facebook. Yeah. So you can tweet us on Facebook and Instagram and us on YouTube at Press2 Podcast. Yay.
did you say yay?
Yes.
Where did that yay come from?
Because I'm always like, is it D podcast?
Oh, you no, got it. Press2. It's
yeah. yeah.
My God.
Get a girl star. yeah, you can find us there. And we also have a hotline. Which nobody fucking calls, and we're paying on this fucking bill. That's
have
for
you
free,
listened to the last two episodes that you weren't on?
Yeah,
and then, so it has come up, and then Martha told everyone they suck for not calling in to get your Girl Scout cookies.
They do. Like, I mean, I don't know. I thought about calling last night because I couldn't sleep, but I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So
you were gonna call the
hotline. I was like, that's oh my God, desperate.
I didn't even say what I did to Fritz. Anyways, you can call the Press2 hotline one day, please, at 832-390-0279. Again, that's 832-390-0279. You know, what's funny is that we actually had someone call in last night and they didn't say anything. They sat on the phone and was breathing. So whoever that was, I don't know if you're a listener or you're just somebody who got the wrong number. We are not into that freaky, kinky shit, okay? I forgot to tell you that. Somebody did call in. I saw it was either Thursday or it was Thursday night, I think. And I noticed it yesterday morning and I went in to check and it was just somebody on the phone breathing. But it wasn't like a heavy, like ghetto breathing. Yeah. It was like a, I don't know. It was just a faint. And I was like, what the hell? And then I listened to it again because the first time I heard it, I didn't hear nothing. And then I listened to it again. I could hear somebody. So I don't know what was going on there. But whoever you are, you can talk. I mean, I don't know what you were thinking. So, you know, my God, it's like pulling teeth with these listeners. Sorry,
I mean,
guys, I'm just joking.
If you're gonna just call in and bother with that, at least just say a joke or I don't know. If you're going to like start heavy breathing, at least make it worth their while to where we can listen.
I know,
like
at least moan or something.
If you were getting, like if they were trying to get off, like it didn't work because obviously
we didn't know what was going on. And we don't know if you're a guy or a girl. I could not tell what kind of breath it was.
It was an animal.
Maybe it was like a bird or dog or something. No, the dog would have been like, so it wouldn't have been a dog. It would have been a lot heavier.
You're like, somebody called like in with porn. It's like,
oh my God. Well, we'll see each other. We'll see you guys next week. Have a lovely March, first week of March. Bye. Yeah.
Bye. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. Ciao. That's the title for this episode. Ciao, Bella.